Welcome to Her Soul Purpose Show, helping women heal from pregnancy loss by encouraging, inspiring, and finding purpose in the pain. I'm your host, Chrissy Addis. Well, hello, my lovelies. I hope you had a wonderful week so far and that God is just really showing favor and grace upon you today and that you feel it and that you just know who He is by His amazing, amazing love. So over the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about the five stages of grief. I did start this series on the Her Soul Purpose Show, which is broadcasted on the WOW Network. So I'm going to just go on ahead and talk about them here on the podcast for those of you who don't catch the show or haven't been able to catch the show. I just feel it's important that we talk about these things. Now, if you're not familiar with the five stages of grief, they are denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. Now, not everybody goes through these stages, and that's okay. Women cannot be forced into any of these stages, nor should you feel guilty or like something's wrong with you if you're not going through any of them. Or even if you bounce back and forth between one stage and then you find yourself going back to another stage after you've kind of already gone through that, that's normal too. So don't beat yourself up if you're not experiencing grief the way somebody else does. It's important to remember that everybody grieves differently. Everybody goes through these things differently. So don't beat yourself up if you feel like your grief looks a little different than what somebody else's looks like. So we're going to be touching on denial for this show, for this segment. And I'm going to put a disclaimer out there that I am not a licensed therapist. This information is based on my personal journey of pregnancy loss and lessons that I've learned along the way of healing and lessons that I've learned from the women I've coached or just friends and family members that I've spoken to who've gone through pregnancy loss. So again, I'm not a licensed therapist. If you are feeling chronic depression, anxiety, fatigue, or insomnia, seek help from a loved one or even seek professional help. You're not alone in this, so don't go through it alone. It's important to allow yourself to go through these stages at your own pace. Know that these feelings are normal and that there is not something wrong with you if you're not going through them the way somebody else has gone through them. Again, don't compare your grief journey with somebody else's because we all grieve differently. Pregnancy loss grief can be multifaceted, and there's no right way to feel as this can be an unfamiliar territory for women. Some women grieve quickly and others take a bit longer to go through the grieving process. And again, that's okay. There's no shame in being in this stage. It is indeed a part of the process. It is okay for Christians to grieve, and it's even biblical. Jesus grieved Lazarus. Mary Magdalene grieved Jesus. Heartbreak allows God to lean in and love on us a bit harder. Psalm 34:18 tells us, "The Lord is near the brokenhearted." He is near the brokenhearted. He is near you, friend. If you are experiencing pregnancy loss right now, if you're experiencing any kind of grief right now, know that the Lord is near you. He is near you. Scripture tells us He's near the brokenhearted. What is denial? Denial is normally the first stage of grief. It is the refusal to believe that the pregnancy loss is true. It is wanting to believe that either there is still a chance for the baby to make it or that the baby is gone. We normally start with the denial stage because it helps protect our heart from the pain of the loss. What can denial look like? If the baby does not naturally pass and a D&C is necessary, it is common for the mother to be in denial that the baby is not alive. The mother wants to believe that it's all a mistake and that perhaps if they go back to the doctor next week, then they'll hear a heartbeat. Some women will delay the D&C or meds because they are in this denial and are hanging on to the hope that the baby can and will make it. Something else that's common is when medical staff use the words extract or abort the baby. This will sometimes push the mother into that denial phase. They do not want to let their minds go to the thought that they will be the ones to cause the baby's death by moving forward with this needed medical care for the miscarriage to happen. So just remember that those are medical terms. It doesn't mean that you are personally choosing to abort or extract your baby. Unfortunately, those are some medical terms that are used, and they're kind of used too freely. And I apologize if you've had to hear those words after hearing that perhaps there's no heartbeat or that you're going to miscarry or you already have miscarried. I'm so sorry if you've ever had to hear those words, because I know from personal experience that those are not words you want to hear when you've miscarried. So again, just remember that that is a medical term. Some women might even deny that they were even pregnant at all and that they're just experiencing a heavy period. Some women also continue the pregnancy symptoms after the miscarriage, and this will take women back to being pregnant and can put them in this state of denial. Also, mothers who are far enough to feel a heartbeat or feel or see the baby move can also feel these moments of denial also. It's that feeling and that thought of, I just heard the heartbeat, or I just felt him kick. How can this happen? And it just these thoughts and memories of what you saw or what you heard or felt can cause denial. How can you tell if you're in denial? Speaking of the pregnancy and or baby as if he or she is still growing inside. Refusal to believe the miscarriage has happened. Refusing further medical treatment to move forward with a D&C or the medicines that will help you pass the baby. It can also be downplaying the loss. It can also be turning to addictive behaviors such as eating, drinking alcohol, shopping, drugs, etc. And it can also be anger at God. So here are some steps to help you get through. I know all of that sounds so hopeless and dreary, but here are some steps that can hopefully help you get through this stage of denial. So first and foremost, be honest with yourself and with others. Talk about your feelings of sadness and share that you are in denial with your loved ones. Share that you can't believe this is happening. Make sure that you're talking. If you are married, make sure that you are talking with your spouse and that you're letting them know where your thoughts are. And be self-aware. It's so important that through all of these stages of grief that you are self-aware, that you know exactly where you are in this grieving process, that you can understand why you may say, think, or do certain things. Self-awareness is huge in our emotional intelligence. It's something that it's important for us to be self-aware of where we are mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. So make sure that you're talking with yourself and or others, and especially with your spouse. And again, when you talk to them, you're inviting your spouse or loved ones into this grieving journey with you, which is important because you don't have to go through this alone. Speak it and don't be ashamed of it. Talk to others, talk to God, especially talk to God. God can help us and He can heal us. And when we lean into Him and are honest with Him about how we're feeling, He can come in and restore those broken pieces. Even if you're angry with Him, share that anger with Him. He isn't afraid of your feelings, nor will He leave you because of those feelings. He understands. Now, it's not necessarily right to be angry with God, but it might be a natural response. And so it's important that you are talking with Him about your feelings. And we'll talk later about anger, because that is one of the five stages of grief. And so that is a stage that we'll dive into a little bit more. But make sure that you're talking to God about your feelings. Journal. Journaling can help you sort through what you're feeling. It can help you understand a little bit more about where you are, and kind of going back to self-awareness, it can really pinpoint where you are on this journey, and it can help you have a little bit better self-awareness of where you are. Write a letter to God. Be raw with how you're feeling. Allow Him to sit with you and minister to your heart. You might be angry with Him, but continue to lean into Him. Even if it is telling Him that you're angry or that you're bitter or that you're still in denial, that you don't want to believe that this has happened, just talk to Him. Talk to Him about how you're feeling. Keep that communication open with Him. And this is so important. I remember after mine and my husband's miscarriage, I had a really hard time praying. And I didn't realize it at the time, but it was because I had some anger there towards God. And I think I knew it, but I didn't want to admit I was angry with Him because I loved Him so much. And the thought of my heart being angry at Him was just more than I could bear. And so I guess I was in denial about my anger, you could say, but I had a hard time praying. And so I made sure to say the Lord's Prayer every night, every morning, and that was all I could pray. That was all I could muster up the strength inside my spirit to pray. But that allowed that communication between God and I to stay open. I didn't want to close Him off, even though inside I felt like I was having a hard time leaning into Him. I was having a hard time reaching out to Him, but I knew that I needed to keep the lines of communication open with Him. I knew that if I quit praying, that could be detrimental to my spiritual walk, and I did not want that. And so, find a prayer that helps you, even if it has to be a generic one for a short time. That's okay. That is okay. Just keep those lines of communication open with Him. Write a letter to your baby. This was a turning point for me when I finally wrote a letter to my baby. When I did this, it helped me to personalize mine and my baby's relationship. And it just solidified that He was a real person to me and that my love for Him was real. It allowed me to also come to terms with what had happened, and it helped me to let go of the denial. It almost forced me to realize that this had really happened and I needed to let Him go, and I needed to not just let Him go, but let Him go to God and to understand that He was okay, that he was still my little gift. And what he and I had, even though it was for a very short moment, a short period of time, it was real. It was very real to me, and it always will be. And I'll always cherish that little bitty bit of time that I had being his mommy. And so writing a letter is a really, really therapeutic thing to do. And I would encourage you to do that if you have not done that. So I'm going to go through some of those pointers again with you. Be honest with yourself and with others. Speak it out and don't be ashamed of it. Journal. Write a letter to God. Write a letter to your baby. Now, the stage of denial can be very short-lived or it can take a while. Just make sure that you are aware of where you are and that you are taking care of yourself. Make sure that you're eating a nutritional meal and staying as healthy and as active as you can during this grieving process. And again, you're not alone. You're not alone in this. I'm going to end this in prayer, and thank you for listening. You can find me at www.hersoulpurpose.org or all social media outlets at Chrissy Addis or Her Soul Purpose. Thanks for listening. Dear Lord, we just come together and we thank you so much for the love and the guidance that you have provided us. Lord, we know that you want good and beautiful things for us, and we know that we can get through this grieving process with you. We know that you are leading us, that you are loving us, that you are leaning into us as we lean into you. We thank you so much, Lord. I pray for every single woman that is listening to this right now, every single couple, that you are just overwhelming them with your love, with your grace, with your peace. I pray that you're bringing the right people into their lives, Lord, to rally around them and to support them as they go through this grieving process. Pray for their hearts. I pray that they're able to find a way to lean into you, Lord. We thank you so much for the healing that is coming, Lord, the healing that is already theirs. This battle has already been won, Lord, and we thank you so much for that. Thank you for every single woman that's listening to this. I thank you for their heart, Lord, and that they understand that their heart is the heart of a mother, Lord. And I thank you for that mother's heart that each woman that is listening to this right now carries. You are a beautiful God, Lord, and we know that you want beautiful things and gifts for your children. And healing is one of those gifts, and we thank you for that in advance, Lord. Thank you for everything that you've done for us and that you continue to do for us, Lord, and thank you so much for your love. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless, guys.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.